Yes.
Excerpt number 20 from Rabash, article 12. These candles are sacred. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. Meaning that the work should be in gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to the person as though he already has reason.
The 10 does not need to...
Excerpt number 21 from Rabash, article 3, the meaning of truth and faith. One must believe above reason that the grip he has on a path of truth is great and very important. And he cannot even appreciate the importance of touching the path of truth. For this is the entire kli in which the light of the Creator will be. However, this is the kelim of the upper one. That is, the Creator knows when a person should feel his dvekut with the Creator. In his own kelim, he feels the opposite, that now he is worse than when he walked on the path of the general public, where he felt that each day he was adding good deeds and Torah and mitzvot. But now, since he had started walking on the path of the individual, to always keep the intention, how much can he work in order to bestow, and how much he can relinquish self-love, at that time, he usually sees how much he is nearing the truth. At that time, he always sees more of the truth, that he is unable to exit self-love. Still, in the kelim of the upper one, meaning above reason, he can raise himself and say, I don't care how I am bestowing upon the Creator. I want the Creator to bring me closer to Him. And the Creator certainly knows when the time will come when I too will feel that the Creator has brought me closer to Him. In the meantime, I believe that surely the Creator knows what is best for me, and this is why He makes me feel the feelings that I am feeling.
Keter Mispar 22.
Excerpt number 22, Rabash, again. He should believe above reason that he has already received all his wishes, called a gift. He thanks his Rav priest for this, for one must not live in separation, meaning that he has complaints against his Rav that he is not giving him what he is asking for. For this reason, it is forbidden for man to be deficient, and he must always be in joy. However, in order to have kelim, vessels, with which to receive, he must evoke the deficiencies. In the offering, this is regarded as ascending and descending, knowing in the beginning and knowing in the end, and concealment in between. That is, between knowing and knowing, it is permitted to see the concealment, meaning that he has no revelation with respect to the truth, to feel that his work is desirable to his Rav. it follows that one must not disclose any lack in Torah and work for himself. Rather, he must always go above rhyme and reason, that he is utterly and completely whole. In between, he can ask his wishes as his eyes see, that he has only faults. But afterward, he must believe as though he has already received all of his wishes, and he thanks his Rab for this. At that time, he can be happy that he is whole. It follows that all his wholeness is built on faith, and his deficiencies are built on knowledge, since the judge has only what his eyes see.